Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are once again on this beautiful day, March the 3rd, 2024. And welcome to our Blog Talk Show once again. It's wonderful, wonderful to have all of you here with us. And it's a journey as we go forward. You know, RV and everything else that goes along with it, the governments and finances and hollow earth and inner earth, and here we go. So I mentioned inner earth, and we will be having our inner earth call with Adrian and Leo again sometime this week. And then what I decided, or we decided together, is that why don't we really talk about the evidence and exposure of hollow earth. So that's going to be our topic for today. We will spend, after we do this, then we will spend the rest of our show on Q&A. So let's have a good time, and thank you again for all of your love and your support for our calls, and let's get started. So Zaraya, I know that you're here already, so I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor. Good morning, Zaraya.
Thank you. Good morning, Okay. Everybody. How are you doing today?
Okay, Zaraya, before we get started, how about let's get started with a little love boost. Everybody can kind of, everybody close your eyes. Hopefully some of you have your headbands on. If you don't, take a few seconds here to go ahead and get them. Okay. All right. So I think for the most part, let's go ahead and get started, Zaraya.
Okay.
Five.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Well, that one, could you say that with a little? I
five,
know that that one's
four,
true.
Five, four, three, two, one. Receive.
There we go. Close your eyes and feel that love energy flowing in into your entire body. And relax. Relax all of your muscles, be it from head to toe. Feel the beautiful golden white light coming through, sparkling, beautiful golden stars of light from head down the neck, down the arms, down the torso, all the way down to your toes. Feeling excited, feeling bright. And here we go. Thank you, everyone, for being here. All right, Zaraya, take your, you've got the floor.
All right.
How are we going to start this day with you?
How are we going to start this day with me? I'm going to be reading from a book by Raymond Bernard, Dr. Raymond Bernard. He is the writer of the book called The Hollow Earth. And what I'm going to read to you is scientific evidence concerning hollow earth. And also concerning other authors on the same subject. Now, Marsha B. Gardner's book, which is now out of print and very rare, seeming to have met the fate of other writings on this subject, by being lost or forgotten, and its message unknown to the world at present, has many interesting diagrams, some of which are reproducing. We quote his description of these diagrams. Diagram 1, showing the Earth bisected centrally through the polar openings and to right angles of the equator. giving a clear view of the central sun, interior contents and oceans, reproduced from the working model made by the author in 1912. So that goes back a ways. The Earth as it would appear if viewed from space, showing the North Polar opening of the Earth's interior, which is hollow and contains a central sun instead of an ocean of liquid lava. Diagram 3, showing the Earth as a hollow sphere with its pole openings and central sun. The letters at the top and bottom of the diagram indicate the various steps of an imaginary journey through the planet's interior. At point 1, at point D, we catch our first glimpse of the corona of the central sun. At point mark E, we can see the central sun in its entirety. The gravitational pull is strongest around the curve from the exterior to the interior of the Earth. A 150-pound man would probably weigh 300 pounds while sailing through the polar opening and around the curve from the outside to the inside of the Earth. When he reached the inside, he would only weigh 75 pounds. This is because the less force is needed to hold a body to the inside of the hollow bowl in rotation than the hold on the outside due to the centrifugal force. Now, both Reed and Gardner claim that the temperature in the inside of the Earth is much more uniform than on the outside, being warmer in the winter and cooler in summer. There is adequate rainfall, more than on the surface, but it is never cold enough to snow. It is an ideal subtropical climate, which is free from the oppressive heat of the tropics, as well from the cold weather of the temperate zone. They also claim that the North Polar opening is larger than the South. They say that there exists a land of paradise on the outer side of the mammoth ice barrier, which must be passed before one reaches the warmer climate and land that lies beyond the pole, which Admiral Byrd flew over. Around the curve and the polar opening is another ring of ice called the Great Massive Freshwater Ice Pack, or Ice Barrier. Here is icebergs where icebergs originate. Each winter, the ring of ice is formed from fresh water which flows from the inside of the Earth during the winter months. Billions of tons of free-flowing fresh water, and when it reaches the frigid temperature, turns into icebergs. And outside the polar openings, freeze at the mouth of formed mountains of freshwater ice, whose presence in this region would be inexplicable if the Earth was a solid sphere. In summertime, huge icebergs miles long break off and float to the outside of the Earth. They are composed of fresh water. There could not exist only salt water at the poles. Since this is the case, and since all icebergs consist of fresh water on the outside of the Earth, in those regions is salty. The fresh water which these icebergs are composed must come from the interior. inside the icebergs with the mammoth and other huge tropical animals believed to be prehistoric or prehistoric origin, because never seen on the surface of the earth, have been found in a perfect state of preservation. Some of them have even been found to have green vegetation in the mouths and stomachs at the time they were suddenly frozen. The unusual explanation is that these prehistoric animals, which lived in the Arctic region at the time when it had a tropical climate, and that the coming of the Ice Age suddenly converted the Arctic from a tropical to a frigid zone in a matter of moments. They didn't have time to flee southward.
Soraya, I don't know if they can hear me, but perhaps maybe after reading all of that, maybe explain it now in your own words about all of this so far.
Understand, people, that the earth, contrary to what you've been taught in school, the earth is not a solid sphere. It is a hollow earth. It has a central sun, which is about 600 miles across, which warms the interior of the earth. The hollow interior of the earth, which we reside in, from where I'm from, and so we experience the subtropical sun all the time in hollow earth. The core of your planet is not a molten core; it is the central sun. I have had people ask me, so if that's true, how do you explain volcanoes? That's very simple. Because of magma under pressure in the crust of the earth, in pockets in the crust of the earth, is where your volcanoes originate, not from the center of the planet. Volcanoes are what you call pressure points on the surface of the earth. And these pressure points at times must release pressure. And when they do it in the form of volcanoes, earthquakes, and things of that nature. We understand that the center of gravity is located approximately 400 miles into the earth's crust. The crust of the earth is 800 miles thick, and the 400 mile mark upon going around the curvature at the North Polar opening, you would find that you weigh your heaviest at that point, and once you reach the interior of the earth, you would weigh half of what you would normally weigh on the exterior, on the surface, because of the less gravity that is in the hollow earth. You'd be able to run faster, jump higher, swim further without tiring. You would be able to climb the highest mountains in hollow earth and never get tired or fatigued.
Soraya, could you talk a little bit, since we've been talking about icebergs and Raymond Bernard, tell us more about the icebergs. So all of the icebergs that we've seen, you know, in movies.
Floating
like,
in the Arctic are all composed of fresh water. Every one of them. That's why you can never die of thirst in the Arctic region, ever. Because all icebergs are consisted of fresh water. You can take a portion of an iceberg, melt it down, and have yourself fresh spring water. No problem at all. So nobody can die of thirst in the Arctic Ocean at all. understand icebergs are coming from rivers from within the Earth's interior and the hollow Earth interior, and they flow out through the polar openings, creating icebergs that break off once they hit the frigid temperatures of the surface. And waters are continually flowing from the inside. Well, that's why you have such a massive ice barrier in the Arctic regions, because of the ice that's piling up from the inside, which break off occasionally and create icebergs. Remember, icebergs are consisted of fresh water. They are not consisted of salt water, because salt water cannot freeze.
Salt water cannot freeze?
Salt water from the Arctic cannot freeze at all. It's all fresh water. All of the ice flows in the Arctic region are composed of fresh water. Then you'll find no salt in them at all.
So that would be the same for the South Pole?
Same for the South. See, back in the 1800s, the Earth was different than what it is today. The poles were more not as expansive as they are now. And therefore, a pair of Nordics took a fishing vessel or a sloop northbound to get more, better game, fish. And they found themselves caught in a current which took their boat into Hollow Earth, the North Polar opening of Hollow Earth. At that time, it was not frozen as it is today. There were waterways that entered into Hollow Earth, which they took one of those, or the current took them, into Hollow Earth, where they stayed for approximately a couple years, and they lived with the people in Hollow Earth and lived with them and learned from them and all this. And then when they decided they were going to come back to the surface, they went by the way of the South Polar Opening. When they came out from the South Polar Opening, the South Polar Opening.
Okay.
Remember, back in the 1800s, the South Pole had a lot of very wide open waterways that would exit the Hollow Earth, and so they took one of those on their return trip home, back to the South Polar Opening. And of course, as fate would have it, their sloop was destroyed by an iceberg, and the son survived on a floating iceberg pack of ice, and was rescued by a whaling vessel that was in the area. Saw this person on an iceberg floe, and retrieved him. And when he told his incredulous story, they slapped him into irons and prevented him from talking to anybody. And when he got back to Norway, he was put in prison for the insane for a period of time. And then they finally released him because he was being a model prisoner. So they went ahead and released him. And he found his way to America, and to Los Angeles, to be more precise, where he died in a hospital. Of course, before he died, he relayed his experience to a publisher, journalist, that took all of his information and wrote the book called The Smoky God. Willis George Emerson was the author of that book, and he wrote the story and experiences of Olaf Jensen, and his father. Olaf Jensen was the person who survived the iceberg breakup, and which destroyed the boat, and the father lost his life. However, the son survived. And because of that, now you know about the Hollow Earth, but through the publication, The Smoky God, and which you can purchase through Amazon. You can purchase it through Amherst Publications or Health Research Books. You can get all the books that we mentioned from them. The Marshall B. Gardner book, known as The Journey to the Earth's Interior, can be purchased through Amazon, I believe. And also you can get it directly through Amherst Publications, if they still have any copies left. But that's the person that wrote the book, A Journey to the Earth's Interior.
Hey, Soraya?
Yes?
You know, I think if people can at least get one of the books to start with, would be really great. So which of the books would you recommend they try to get?
Well, first off, I would suggest they get the book The Hollow Earth by Dr. Raymond Bernard. Because
Bernard.
Because that gives them an understanding.
Right.
Bernard.
Could you do me a favor? Yeah. Could you just spell his name? Raymond?
B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Bernard.
Dr. Raymond Bernard.
And that's put out through Bell Publications. And they can get that at the library. They can check out the book if they want to read, not buy it, read it.
The library.
They can purchase. They can go to the library and they can check out the book, The Hollow Earth by Raymond Bernard. Or if they want to buy the book, they can get it through Amazon or any of the publications I talked about.
How about this? How about they go to a bookstore that carries old books? What are the used bookstore?
You're talking about rare books.
Yeah.
A rare bookstore. You could probably find the book. You could probably find a copy of the book by Marshall B. Gardner, which would be Journey to the Earth's Interior. Also,
Journey to the Earth's Interior.
Yes. And Jules Verne happened to have been a student of Marshall B. Gardner. And so Jules Verne, a student of Marshall B. Gardner, he's the one that wrote the book Journey to the Center of the Earth. And, of course, it became a very popular Hollywood production in later times.
Okay.
And of course, they've had several of those out. Jules Verne was a science fiction writer, and of course, or a science fact writer in a lot of cases. But he was a student of Marshall B. Gardner, and
cool.
Of course. That's just a little bit of education for you. And then, of course, William Reed was another author that wrote some other
books. And that
is
spelled...
The Phantom of the Pole.
How do you spell his name? Excuse me, Soraya. William Reed, spelled...
Yes, William. You know how to spell William. And then Reed, R-E-E-D.
And who is he?
He's the author of the book called Phantom of the Poles.
What is that called?
Phantom of the Poles.
Okay.
Another book.
Very good.
Concerning Hollow Earth.
So tell us about William Reed. Yeah, tell us a little bit about William Reed, if you will.
About William Reed? Well, he's
an author.
Yeah,
how did he get involved?
And... Mm-hmm. Because he was also associated with Marshall B. Gardner and Jules Verne. as well. And they were all pretty much, you know, drinking buddies, actually. But so all in all, they were all related, you know, through friendship to the other people.
Yeah. What year were these? Excuse me, Zaria. I don't mean to interrupt. What year were some of these books published?
Well, that's hard to say at this moment. I don't know right now.
Yeah, well, you have a book right in front of you. Perhaps maybe you can look at when it was published. And the reason I'm bringing that up for everyone is this is the time for full disclosure, whether it's off-world or within the world. And this should have been done many, many years ago, except you know who wants to be in charge.
Marsha B. Gardner, book printed by Eugene Smith Company, Aurora, Illinois, in 1920. That was for Journey to the Earth's Interior.
Okay. And even prior to
there have been books.
Go ahead.
Were also put out in 1920 as well.
Okay. Prior to 1920, there were also other beings or other people back in the 1800s who were Arctic explorers as well.
They weren't Arctic explorers. They were Norwegian fishermen. Olaf Jensen in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Olaf Jensen and his father were Norwegian fishermen. And
I understand. I'm talking about other authors of the scientific
other researchers.
Right.
Yeah, other
from Russia to China, et cetera. Right. And even the Eskimos.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about the Eskimos in relationship to either inner or hollow earth. Do you know that?
Eskimos came from hollow earth. And they came out to the surface of the earth where it was, you know, frigid temperatures. And they adapted quite well. And, of course, they became a very northern tribesman that reside around the Arctic regions. Eskimos are basically natives. They're, you know, the natives of the northern reaches of Canada and going up north. The Eskimos are a very passive, friendly, nonviolent race of beings, and they knew how to live off the land and continue to live off the land. You find them in the great northern regions of the Northwest Territories in Canada. Way up north, they hardly ever venture down into the lower parts of Canada. You won't find them there. They're always up in the northern regions, up around the Arctic Circle.
Soraya?
They don't venture too far away from there. So pretty much their stomping grounds.
Well, can I ask a question? If they're from Hollow Earth,
yes.
And Hollow Earth is a temperate temperature, why would these beings, these Eskimos, want to come to the surface and live in frigid weather?
Because you would have to ask them that. I mean, I can't answer for them. They just chose to do that, and that's their way they live. But whatever, it's been that way for a long time.
Okay.
But understand, you know, the book The Hollow Earth shows you proof positive the earth is hollow. It's not flat. The earth is definitely not a flat earth. I can't even conceive how a person can even think that the earth is flat. Because
okay.
if that were the case, you would either be constant sunlight or complete darkness all the time. There's no way the earth is flat at all.
Okay. All right. All right.
So,
did did you want to bring your Zaria? How about we do this? I just want to clarify for people. This call that we have presently is a live call. And yes, it is also for Q&A. The reason for the information regarding Hollow Earth is because many people have not really understood everything about Hollow Earth. Did you know that the Eskimos came from Hollow Earth? Did you know that not only is the Earth hollow, but other scientists as well have discovered that Mars is hollow, that Venus is hollow, and so forth. It's about exposing the evidence of Hollow Earth because it's still not in the books that kids look at today. It's time to make a change. It's time to transform the knowledge of the truth out there. We are truthers of Hollow Earth and Inner Earth. Anything in regards to your questions after this can involve anything you wish. But part of our mission here on our calls, again, is all about who Zoraya is and who Zora is, and that these beings are from Hollow Earth. And I can tell you, we can't even get into any of the more popular shows that are out there. Of course, yes, we're talking about hybrids. We're talking about off-worlders. Finally, we're getting the information that there are spacecrafts out there that don't belong here, that they are higher technology. This is the time for Zora and Zoraya to speak their peace and their truth to the world and the beings that are really there. We haven't even uncovered who these beings really are within the Hollow Earth and who they, and of course, yes, we all know who Zoraya and Zora are, but do we really, really understand why they are who they are? Anyways, okay, my piece is said, and let's go forward. How about we bring your father in, give us a little bit of clarification of what you've said so far, Zoraya, and then we will do a Q&A, which I had already programmed and scheduled for this call. Okay, thank you. So bring your father in, if you will.
Amen. I will do that. I will tell you also, when it comes to Mars, NASA has been lying to you. They show you pictures of a planet that is supposed to be desolate and barren and things of this nature, and it's not the truth. Here recently, the rover that was on they sent to Mars was taking pictures, and of course the filter that they had placed on the lens of the camera somehow got jarred loose and fell off. And when it did, it started taking pictures of Mars' surface that wasn't supposed to be released. It showed green. It showed cities. It showed structures of a city that maybe once were on the surface of Mars. And it showed a blue sky. So what does that tell you? That tells you that NASA has been hiding the truth from you. Why? Because they don't want you to know that Mars is capable of supporting life.
Okay. Venus. Thank you for that, Sonia.
Venus is another one. Venus is a tropical planet. It is not what the sensors are saying it is. Understand, those who rely on the machines and probes, that data can quite easily be manipulated by the residents of those planets that the probe has been sent to. So what the data received on the probes is contrary to the reality of what the planets are. Also understand that the populations on those planets are all living on the inside of their planets, not on the exterior. All planets in your solar system are hollow, and all of them have a subtropical temperate climate zone in the interiors. They all have a central sun. They all have a subtropical paradise inside, and people live there. They do in Mars. They do in Saturn. They do in Venus, in Uranus, and Mercury. All of them have central environments within them. All of your planets are hollow. There is light everywhere, and you've never been told the truth, especially by NASA, because if they were to tell you the truth, they would lose a lot of funding, which they get yearly from the government for research and things of this nature. They don't want you to know the truth. That's why when they show you pictures of Mars, it's of a desolate, barren planet, and it's false.
Okay. All right, Zuraya. Okay. Thank you so much for your information today. You want to bring your father through, if you will, please? Thank you.
Beloved gods and goddesses, I be Zora. What I'm about to tell you is why my beloved child, or children, were sent to your surface. They were sent to your surface to educate you, to give you the reality of what is when it comes to your planet. They were given the task of revealing the reality of the hollow earth to the surface dwellers. There was another on your earth, a very notable, what you call Arctic explorer, and his name was Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd. He was an Arctic explorer, and he was given the opportunity to come and enter into our world, into Hollow Earth. He was welcomed with open arms, and of course he was given information to get back to the surface of the world, not just to your governments, but to all of them. Of course, he was prevented from doing so by your governments out of fear. They did not want the reality of our existence to reach the ears of those who lived on your globe. They classified his journey as top secret, that stopped him from giving out that information. And also, we gave to him a set of vials that had the cures for all of your diseases that were known on the planet at that time. Cures of cancer, of leukemia, cures of the AIDS virus, cures of all known illnesses upon planet Earth at that time. And again, all of that was shelved, put away, and listed as top secret. They did not want you to know the truth of our existence. They did not want to give you the miracles of science, the miracles of medicine to you. Why? Because they wanted to control you. They wanted to continue controlling you by feeding you lies, by feeding you untruths. Well, I'm here to tell you that Admiral Byrd was absolutely correct, because we gave him the information to give back to your world, that our world does exist, and that it is peopled by very intelligent beings. But he was forbidden to do so, called governments. So understand,
well, thank you for...
when we sent my beloved two children to the surface, Zaria and Zariah, when we sent them to your surface for the purpose of educating you, it took a while, but finally they accepted their role, and they began to do so. But also understand that we had to alter their appearance also. They would not have been accepted had they been brought to the surface with the colored skin that they had, or the height in which they were. So we had to alter their appearance to resemble earth dwellers as well. We had to change the pigment of their skin. We had to shrink their stature all the way down to toddlers, if you will, to blend in with your society. But also understand that when they first came to the surface of your planet, they did not talk. It was a mouse. They communicated telepathically to one another. It was a good while before they even spoke your language, American. But over time, Earth time, they adapted, and they began to talk. And of course, whenever they spoke, it astounded those around them. Their knowledge, their abilities were unsurpassed to anything or anyone on the surface. They were able to do what is termed as heal minor cuts and bruises and pains of their fellow, orphan children. They were able to heal them in an instant. They had those abilities. But their minds had been what you call altered, to where they would not reveal too much too fast. So their minds were somewhat white. We went a little too far with that, because Zaria has not fully recovered her full memories. And if she did, she would be far superior than anyone on your planet. However, we had to assure that she would blend in with your society. And so, as I said, we went just a little too far, as you know, wiping her brain, her mind, heart, mind. But that we have to deal with. But anyway, she is learning over existence now that getting her knowledge back again. And of course, yeah, it will return more so later than now. But anyway, her knowledge in what you call the healing ability. She has taught many others the ability that you have. All of you have it. And she taught you this, many of you, how to heal people, how to purify water, things like that, of that nature. Simple things to her, but quite astounding to others. But understand, all of this is because we love you. We are very concerned about your population on your planet. Of course, when the time is appropriate, we will come and we will intervene. But the time is not yet. Many are what you call suffering on your planet right now, and we know this. But our time of what you call reveal is fast approaching. So we will, when we are given permission to do so from Source, we will reveal wonders beyond your understanding. We will reveal to you of the hidden abilities you have, each and every one of you, to heal your society, to heal your planet. All of that is within you, each and every one of you. And if you were to realize that information right now, many of you would not be able to handle it. You would not be able to understand the power that you all have. So we are doing it very, what you call, very subtly, in order to bringing out information to you, as we do not wish to cause panic or chaos or anything of that nature. We want to bring peace to your planet as quickly but as safely as possible. This is why we have not revealed ourselves totally yet. But understand that that is coming.
Thank you, Zora.
The first step for that is to improve your prosperity on your planet, which we are doing. Of course, many of you have saying, it hasn't happened to us yet, so it's not going to happen. Wrong answer. It is happening. And it is happening to many right this moment. The fact that you have not received your notification has to do a lot with your politics, a lot with your, what you call, the powers that want to be. So they are holding all this back. Because understand, those that want to be in charge or think they're in charge are the ones that are causing misery upon your planet. You term them as families on the surface. To be a little more precise, the Burgermeisters, the Weisenheimers, the Bilderbergers, and the Rothschilds. Why? Because they have a lifestyle they have become used to. and they want to preserve that. But to preserve that, they are preventing you to receiving your abundance. So we are working to do what is done, that's to expose them for what they truly are. And also, their time of what you call exploitation and domination over your planet is coming to an end sooner than they realize. So I say to you, beloved children of the earth, on the earth, we do love you very much. We are very concerned about what is going on this planet now. And it is almost time for us to reveal ourselves to you. For your vibrations and your consciousness have risen beyond measure. You are almost ready for what we have to offer you. You're almost there. That is my message to you.
Thank you, Zara. All right. Well, we're almost coming up to the hour anyways, and we are ready for Q&A. Well, that's why we're going to be doing this for another hour. Okay, everyone.
Good.
So if you have a question for Zara and you need a healing, I'm going to go ahead and open up all the channels here. And here we go. Okay, the first one is, hold on a second, is 603 ending in 2932. And again, we know the drill here, right? Tell us who you are, and if you want, where you're calling from, and your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Rob calling from New Hampshire. Beloved Zora and Jane.
Hello. And how are you, beloved God?
I'm having a wondrous and glorious and marvelous day. How about yourself?
Good answer.
So my question for you is there access to Hollow Earth that's close to New Hampshire?
Understand, all mountains have an entrance. All mountains on the surface of your planet, one way or another, they do have entrances that go into inner Earth. Inner Earth is the first phase of entering into Hollow Earth. First, you have to be what you call taught. You have to be what is called educated about Hollow Earth from the Inner Earth peoples. The Inner Earth peoples consist of what you would term as Agartans. Agartans are what you call the first level of education for you. Understand, what you will do, you will take a compass with you out into the wilderness, and you will do what is termed as begin to search the caves in your area. When you go to a cave, you want to walk into the entrance and have with you a compass. If the compass spins, that will be an entrance to your destination. Understand, if it spins, you walk to the end of the cave. Place your hand upon the rock face. If your hand passes through it, that is an entrance. Does that answer your question?
It does, except for where's my closest cave?
I would say you need some homework to do.
Indeed.
Do some research. Get some what you call, go to your library and find out where caves are located in within your state. I can assure you, you do have them.
Okay, I will yield to other callers. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Okay.
And you as well.
My question to Rob's question, Zora, is if the compass starts spinning, does that mean to the person who sees that they will be admitted? Is that a way also for the inner earth to say they're being invited? Because you have to be invited to go in.
You have to have the understanding that you're going into a world that's contrary to everything you've ever been taught.
Right.
Understand, when you go into Agartha, it is an existence you will not be able to comprehend, because you will come into a place of absolute peace and tranquility. And this will be unknown to you, because you've been so, what you call, programmed with chaos and things on the surface of this world. So when you go and make that journey, the fact of you making the journey is your acceptance of the people, the Agartans. You are trying to enter their world, in a sense. You are asking for admittance by trying.
Zora?
Understand?
Yes. Okay. So, well, let's go on to the next person. Next person is 470 ending in 2988. 2988.
Happy Sunday, everyone, and namaste to everyone on the call. This is Viv in Georgia.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Of course. I hear you fine.
Good. Namaste to everyone on the call. And thank you, Zora, for all your patience for this whole experiment and seeing us to the end, seeing it through. There are no words. There are no words to thank you, Zora. But we will. We will somehow. I have a question as far as... I will see. I have a question as far as us being in the 144,000, something I had wished for since I was a child, Zora. So I was floored to find out that I made the cut. But I have siblings who...
What are you
are
talking
well
about,
versed,
144,000?
144,000 plus. Plus.
Where are you getting this information?
From you.
Well, I understand. there's more than 144,000.
That's why I said plus. You said plus. There's more. Well, in any event, I'm with the group. I'm with the boots on the ground, okay, and I'm just totally honored. But anyway, my question is, because I have, especially my siblings, they are as diverse in the Bible as I am, which led me to digging into what I found to get me here, and the questions that I asked of heaven and of my God and our God, which is you. But I would like to know when we can tell them that the 144,000 is the people on the planet and not the Jews that the Illuminati changed the meaning of them in the Bible, and that the reason why I'm telling them so many things that they don't know and they have never heard of, and this is my family, okay, to tell them who I belong to, the group that I belong to. Can I do it now or should I wait, Zora? That's just the question. That's all. Should I wait?
If you feel that the information is valid and that
it would help.
Drugs,
yeah, okay.
Then, yes,
okay.
Tell them.
Okay. Thank you, Zora. I don't want to get ahead of things. That's all. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Bev. All right. I think in regard, I just want to say in regards to revealing what you know to people around you, they have to be open to hearing something different, something new, something that they don't understand. So just like what they're doing with us, take it lightly, take it slowly, plant the seeds. Okay. All right. Our next caller now is 619. And 619 ending in 6095.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hi there. This is Lori in San Diego. And
hey,
I just had a question. Hi there. Always love hearing from you all, so thank you for this. But I did have a question about the projects that were outlined by Ron Giles. Are those legitimate platforms?
Does it bring you joy to hear of them?
Yes, yes and no. The my
yes
logical
no?
mind. Yes, yeah. I guess I like the methodology to for the prosperity to for the average person, but I question how divine Ron is himself.
Is this what you term the Love One Society?
Yes.
As long as they don't get the ego get into the picture, they're fine. Ego is a destroyer of good intentions.
Okay.
That would be my answer to you. As long as they stay steadfast on the prosperity, bringing prosperity to the world, then I would say agree with them, go with them. But if it gets to the point where there's ego involved, step away.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay, Lori, great question. Thank you so much for that. Okay.
Thank you.
Our next caller now is 540. Let me see. Where am I at now? 540 ending in 4491. 4491, you're on the air. Whoops, there you are.
Hello, I'm Wanda from Bedford, Virginia. And Zora, you had said that the Galactics would be healing us. I want to set up lots of healing centers and with the Celestial Chambers. With my Zim money that I receive, will the Galactics provide those for me so that I can do my work?
All those people who are out there with the goal of creating healing centers will be receiving a Celestial Chamber as well.
Oh, okay. So I can have my family healed and myself.
You can heal your family if they're open to it.
Okay. I need to learn how to do that. And for myself,
but
I have
simple.
Okay.
Understand, the healing process of healing is quite simple. When you're with them, the first thing you do in any healing is to ask permission first. If the permission is given, you do the following. You say to them, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. You have them say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. Then you have them say, which is very contrary to Christian understanding, will be 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. From the God or Goddess of my being, I am completely healed of whatever the issue is. Understand that by Christian standards, when you say that, the first thing out of their mouths are, why do you not mention Jesus or Yeshua? The answer to that is simple. You don't need to. Because you are the healer. Just as Yeshua said to the disciples, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only know that you can.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He taught this in the Bible.
Okay, I will.
Understand, well, we'll add a little more to that. In the King James Bible, it says, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only believe in my name. Understand that my name is a trick.
Oh.
In my name is what is termed as the words coming from King James himself. Understand, at that time of the Bible being written, the king, who is classified in most people's understanding as God, had to have his information in there as well. Otherwise, the Bible would not have been written. So his part was, if you only believe in my name. Nothing of Yeshua ever said that. He simply said, if you only know that you can. So,
okay.
I tell you this, you can.
Yes. Okay, I remember that. The one thing with me, I have hip replacements and hardware in my back. So for that to, for them to be gone, would the celestial chamber do that?
Celestial chamber will convert the metal into bone.
Yes, that's what I've been waiting to hear. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I want you to put your hands on your hips right now.
Okay.
I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive, and you know what to do after that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. From the Goddess of my being, I am healed.
My hips are completely healed and normal, and I know it.
My hips are completely healed and normal, and I know it.
Keep your hands where they are. For like 3 minutes, after 3 minutes, you may take your hands away, and then I will, at that point, I want you to move your body in a way that it would not, you would normally hurt. You will find the pain is gone.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wanda, you stay put. I'm going to put you on mute so we can go on to the next questionnaire. So
keep your hands
do that,
where they are,
and
we
will get back to you in a few minutes here. Okay, keep it
so
there
much.
And feel that energy moving through. Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Next caller. Our next caller is 719, ending in 0341.
Jane,
hello,
this is
0341. Oh, hello,
yes,
Lorraine.
This is Jane. This is Lorraine in Monument, Colorado. Did I hear Zora say that you all will be leaving?
Zora?
What?
Did you say that you all will be leaving? I don't want you to leave.
Understand, after what you call, what is termed as galactic disclosure is realized and fully implemented, Zoraya and Quasar will be coming home.
And
you won't
and
need us anymore.
You won't need us anymore because you will have the knowledge and the ability to do what must be done.
Okay.
You will be fully awakened. You will be fully awakened and fully conscious.
You see, I have another ascended master, and to get his initiation, I was to agree that I would not try to open up my consciousness or my psychic. And so you think that will not be important then?
What?
I know that sounds odd. I took an initiation from Master Sharon Singh, Path of the Masters. And
the only initiation you need to take is your own.
Okay.
And your initiation is simple. You go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive from the goddess of my being. I am initiated.
Wow. Thank you very much. I love that. Thank you.
And it doesn't cost you money to do it.
Yes. Okay. Well, I love you all. I understand the important thing you've been doing here. I hate to see you leave. And when will this happen? The non-disclosure thing.
The what?
Not the non-disclosure, but the
galactic disclosure.
Yes, galactic disclosure. Thank you, Jane. Are we very close to that?
Closer than you think.
So is there another session planned that you all will still be here?
We're not going anywhere until we have galactic disclosure. And you will know when that happens, I can assure you.
Okay, all right. Well,
not to worry, Lorraine. Everyone will
be
perfectly.
What did you say, Jane? Not to worry. What?
So go ahead and tell her.
Not to worry, because we will be around for a little more time now.
Thank you very much. I hope so.
Okay, Lorraine. All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Our next caller now is coming from 843, ending in 8176.
Yes,
843, ending in 8176.
Hey, Jane. This is Henry in North Carolina. Hi, Dora. How you been? I was just wondering, when you were talking about the central sun earlier, is there any beings living in the central sun in the whole earth?
Understand the central sun is the crystalline sun.
Okay.
And it lights the interior world with a crystalline light.
Okay.
Is the beings living within that? No. Except the crystalline light is alive.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Indeed.
I am really enjoying this call. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Henry.
Indeed.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh,
next.
By the way, your
mom okay,
says
next.
Hello.
Henry?
Your mother said hello. Hello.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, you said you had a message to my mother?
No, I said... Your mother says hello, and she's saying hello from the fifth density.
Fifth density? Okay. Well, I wish I could talk to her directly. I wish I could hear her, but I guess
talk to her.
The time will come one day. Do what?
Talk to her as you're talking to me.
Hey, Mother, I love
you. She's right there next to you.
She is? Oh, wonderful.
Of course.
Okay. How's my father doing? How's my dad? Is he still doing it? Is he with her name or somewhere else? Been a long
with
time.
Her.
Yes. Okay. Hi, Dad. Okay. Is
That's
he going
very
to
sweet,
to me?
Henry.
Has my father got anything to say to me?
No. Except be happy.
Okay. Well, I'm working on it every day. I'm glad to hear from him. I hope I'll be able to see him someday and touch him and everything. I miss him
and you
very
will.
Much. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for your question, Henry.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jane. Thank you very much for everything. Love you all.
Okay. All right. Our next caller now is 501, ending in 3870. Hello, 3870.
Hello. Can
I'm
you
sorry.
Hear me? Hi. Yes, this is Agnes.
Could you repeat your name?
Agnes.
Okay. Zora, can you hear Agnes?
Of course.
Okay.
I had an experience. I witnessed a UFO early morning. It was the strangest thing because for the past two nights before, I kept hearing this motor with this bell ringing. But this third night, I decided to get up, and I ran to the bathroom window in the back of the house, and I looked up. And it was a small UFO, like, with these blue and red lights, and it had, like, a big white light shining around in the backyard. And when the light hit the window, they saw me, they hurry up and jetted away. I've never seen one before, so it kind of stunned me. And I guess I was just want to hear from you, Zora. What was that about?
And what color was the lights on it?
It was blue. It was small. It was round. It was red, blue lights. And it had a real big, bright white light in the middle of the ship.
All right. That was just letting you know it was there.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
They were letting you know that they were there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome. Okay.
It is your sign to know that you are protected by the Galactic Federation.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm grateful. Okay. Thank you.
Indeed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Agnes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, more and more of that particular incident is coming about, right, Zora?
Indeed. More and more people will see them.
Yep. Next caller is 856.
That will be their sign that they are under the protection.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, is this 239? Yes, 2340. Hello, and your name is?
It's Rose Maria. How are you?
Oh, Maria. Hi, Maria.
How are you?
We are wonderful. And you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, since my mom passed away like 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and then my father passed away last November, a lot of chaos, a lot of strange things have been happening at my house. So it's like I don't know if it's an omen or bad luck or what's going on, if that makes sense. Like things are disappearing or can't find them or... in a lot of chaos with my brother, so a lot of strange things going on.
And your question is?
My question is if it's going to get better, or the situation with my house here where I'm at with my brother, or to move on, or so I'm not sure if the cast is telling me to move forward and move out to a different completely place.
Are you having difficulty there?
With my brothers, yes.
Is it your home or their home?
It's my parents' house still. It's where I was remained to everything
right,
to my brother and just.
What you do is you get yourself a sage and have them to sage your house.
Okay.
You know how to do that, right, Maria?
And once your house is saged, the negative influence will vanish. And if that has to do with your beloved brother, so be it.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Indeed. Find yourself a Native American sage. You go to what state are you in?
New Jersey.
Where?
New Jersey.
Look up Indian Tribal Council in your area. All states have them. And once you find it, ask for a sage to come to sage your home.
Got it. Cool. Appreciate it.
Indeed. Or if you don't find able to find one, you go to what you call an herbs store, health food store, or whatever you call crystal shop, crystal store.
Yeah, crystal shop.
And get you
crystal
some sage.
Spiritual
buy
store.
Buy sage for yourself. And you open all the doors and windows in your home, and you start from the back of the house and go from one end to the other in each room. And as you do, you shut the door in that room and the windows in that room, what is saged, go to the next, and the same process. Shut the doors and shut the windows. And work your way to the front of the house. Keep going until you get to the front door, and then you shut the windows in the house and the door, and it is done. Then you have no more negativity in your house, and anyone who is there that has a negative influence will want to vacate immediately.
It's a cleansing and clearing process.
Yes, it is.
Of negative energy.
Okay, got it. Cool.
And once it is done, negative
influence
cannot exist in your house. And if your brother is of a negative nature, he will not want to be there either.
Got it. Yeah, he moved out about a month ago. Cool.
All right. Did you sage your house and get rid of all those bad vibrations? And all of that will be done by saging your house.
Okay.
That's also good for you when you do that for yourself, right, as you do that.
Absolutely. It will drive away all negative influence.
Negative thoughts.
And that too.
Negative emotions.
Yep, all of it.
So hop. Okay. All right, Maria. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Now let us go back to the other person who has their hands on the
hips.
Oh
yeah, that's right. I think I think that was Agnes, right? Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Agnes? Okay.
Yes. Hi.
I want you to stand up and twist your body. There'll be no pain at all.
Okay. All right.
Now twist your body in a way it would normally hurt, and you'll find
oh.
it doesn't.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay.
Now I want you to bend over and touch your toes.
Oh, wow.
No pain.
No pain. Wow. Oh, yes.
Now remember, beloved, you did this yourself. You used your goddess power, which is within you. It was, you were born with this power, and you have it within you. Whenever you get what you call a symptom, you simply go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the goddess of my being. The symptoms are a lie, and I know it. And that's it.
Yes.
And keep your hands there again as well. Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Okay.
Yeah. Do that, you know, 3 or 4 times a day starting now just to it's good for the body. It also,
and when you do
you know,
that, you'll also find when you're doing that and you fully realize and you know that you are doing this and you know it's working, at the same time, you will also be doing what is termed using your goddess power, you will be able to transform the metal in your back to bone.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, Agnes, we have to go on to our next question.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, you're welcome. All right, everybody. Okay, moving forward. Our next caller now is 202, ending in 5454.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Sora. This is Lily from Virginia.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to know if when you guys leave, you go to the hollow earth. Are we going to be able, all this family that comes to the shows and visit you, can we do that, or how that is going to work?
What?
Okay, so let me talk. I'll ask Lily. Hold on. So Lily wants to know that when we go, when they go, when the rest of the population goes into Hollow Earth, can they also, anybody who's interested and knows of Hollow Earth, can anyone go into Hollow Earth at that time also?
If they're in what you call the right frame of mind and the right vibration, of course they will be able to come in.
There you go.
But
good.
Before you guys leave, when the RV occurs, we can meet together, right? Before you guys leave.
We won't be leaving for a while. We have a lot of projects too.
Okay. Good.
All right, Lily. You're welcome. Okay, talk to you later. Thank you for your question. Not to worry, people. Okay. Our next caller is 512, ending in 4241. 4241, hello.
Hello, this is Joan from Texas.
Hello.
How are you? Hello, it's nice to talk to you, Zaria and Jane. I hope having an awesome Sunday. Oh, Zora.
Yeah.
Yes, my mistake. I have a question about primary water. In one of my projects that I'm intending to implement. I want to be able to locate sources of primary water. Now, in my state, the ones that I know of, they're just well water. Is primary water better than well water or surface water? And how am I supposed to find them?
What do you mean by primary water, Joan?
So there's an institute in California called Primary Water Institute. And the sources of water here in Texas, I don't think they're primary water sources. I guess not unless you go to the aqueducts or the aquifers. I think it's deeper than
I'm going to show you something.
When they dig it.
I'm going to show you
I'm just
a
not
technique.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you
yes.
a way of purifying whatever water comes out of your tap. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I want you to take some tap water out of your tap, a glass of water. I want you to taste it and tell me what it tastes like, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Hang on. I'm going to the sink.
Indeed.
It doesn't have any life to it. It tastes
no. It tastes what?
It just tastes it doesn't have any life to it. It's flat. It tastes flat.
All right. Now I want you to place the glass in front of you on the table. And then I want you to sit down, and I want you to take your right hand, the edge of your right hand, and put it on the right side of your glass of water.
Uh-huh.
And the palm of your hand is going through the glass going toward your left. And you take your left hand, and you join your last three fingertips together with your thumb tip. And then you will see a vortex underneath your thumb. Your index finger is pointed outward, and you lay the back of your hand on the table on the left side, and you tilt your wrist to where the opening underneath your thumb is going through the glass into the palm of your right hand, and you begin to feel an energy force.
Okay.
Do you feel it?
Okay. I feel...
Do you feel something?
I feel... So I have my three fingers. They're all intertwined, and they're under the glass.
With your thumb tip.
With my thumb tips. Okay, my thumb
yes,
tips
your
are thumb together.
Tip with your last three fingers.
Uh-huh.
This is
and the
tips
index,
of them.
Mm-hmm.
Index fingers pointed outward, and you lay
right.
the back of your hand on the left side of the table. Tilt your wrist to where the opening underneath your thumb is going through the glass into the palm of your right hand. Now,
so
if you're doing it right, you're going to feel an energy force.
So it's kind of crossed.
it's crossed, with the index fingers pointing outwards, like in a pyramid.
Yes, like your no. Your index finger is pointed just. You just move your index finger outward, and your last three fingertips are touching your thumb tip. And that is, then the opening underneath your thumb is going through the glass directly into the palm of the other hand.
Okay.
Through your
it.
Glass of water.
Uh huh.
You will begin to feel an energy force. It will either be cool, it may be tingly, or it may be warm. One of the three. What does it feel like?
It feels it's going from my left to my right hand. It feels like a wave.
Feels like what?
Yes, it feels like a wave.
Yes.
Like a wave.
A wave of energy.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now what's happening is that energy is your goddess force. The goddess power within you. And what it's doing is purifying the water in the glass. When you retaste the water in 3 minutes, you're going to taste a difference in the water. It's going to taste very, very tasty. And very much alive.
While you have your hands there.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, can I also say...
Nope. You don't think. You simply just put them there and let the energy do its work.
Okay, I'm already thinking that.
You don't need to think it. You simply do
it. Be it.
Feel it. Be it, yes. Not think it. Thinking gets you in trouble. No.
Yeah, just feel it. Yeah, just feel it, that's all.
Just feel the energy.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna try tasting the water again.
Not yet.
Okay.
I just want to add while you're doing that, Joan, if you get our newsletter. Below, at the very end of the newsletter, is the instructions of this healing method. There are many healing methods out there.
Now, retaste your water. And how does the water taste now?
Much, much better.
Yes.
Much,
it's now
much.
Being converted to spring water. This is your primary water. And you don't have to buy water. You don't have to buy a process. You do it yourself.
Zora,
so
do you want to tell her?
Hold on a second. Water scripture. Mm-hmm.
Right. Tell Zora what just happened to the water. What was removed and what was done?
What you did was you changed the molecular structure of the water from dead water to living water. And you
That's
did it
so
with
awesome.
Your own goddess power.
You
As
enhanced
I said, you don't
tremendously
need to
the
buy
water.
Someone, you don't. Need to buy someone else's method. You have your own and it is absolute, and it is real.
It's just like the Kagan water that I just wanted to make an example.
Kagan water.
Exactly.
Beyond Kagan water.
Kagan water, yeah, that costs about $2,000 to get that process, to get that instrument. And we already
I just showed you how to do it for free.
And we actually did that demonstration with someone who represents Kagan water. And he tasted the difference.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome. So the water that's in our bodies as well is getting transformed as well while we're doing that.
Of course.
Understand, because the water within your body is already living water.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, the goddess within you who just transformed that water is what I'm telling you. You are a goddess. You are a healer. You were born that way. And when you do it with water and you purify the water, you're doing it with your own goddess power. And you don't need anyone else's system to do it.
Okay. All right. We have a few more questions, and we only have 15 minutes left. So, Joan, we're going to have to let you go, dear. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. I so appreciate this. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to also tell you people one quick thing here. I have Zareya has a publication called The Health Research Books. And in there, you can actually purchase from them a copy of Journey to the Earth's Interior from them directly. And their number, their toll-free number, is 1-888-844-2386.
And which book is this, Zora?
Journey to the Earth's Interior by Marshall B. Gardner.
Oh, wow. Journey to the Interior of the Earth?
Journey to Earth's Interior.
Oh, Journey
by
to the
Marshall
Earth's
B.
Interior.
Gardner.
Okay. Okay, Journey to the Earth's Interior.
Yes,
and the
Marshall
number again is, yeah, so the phone number again is 888-844.
Yes.
Repeat that for us,
Ella. 888-844-2386. They also have the book Phantom of the Poles by William Reed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can get them through, it's called Health Research Books, P.O. Box 850, Pomeroy, Washington, 99347. And their number, that's not an 800 number, is 509-843-2385.
Okay.
Or they have a website, www.healthresearchbooks.com.
Okay. Beautiful, Zora. Thank you. Thank you, Zareya. All right. Well,
and
we
you'll
only
be able
have
to get
14...
all those books. You'll be able to get all those books we mentioned and several more.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that research. Wonderful.
Indeed.
All right, let's get on with, yeah, we only have, as I said before, now we have only 14 minutes. So let's go ahead and open up the lines again. Let's finish up our calls. The next one is 585 ending in 9185. Okay, one quick question, please. Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Joanna from New York.
Hello.
Hello, Zora. Quick question. I would like to know more of who you are. I know that you are a person who lives inside the earth somewhere and that you are very old as far as years that you've been on the earth, but I've also heard that you are Mother, Father, God, and I'd like to know more about everything so that we can understand who you are, us on the surface. Like, who is Zora, and how does all of it work? And we love you. Thank you.
Wow, what a question.
I have been called many things, actually. I have been called Mother, Father, God. Well, Father, God. And then, of course, my beloved companion is Mother God. But understand, you're gods in your own right as well. So understand that you have the same powers we have. Because in your Old Testament, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. Now, what does that tell you? You're a goddess.
I am a goddess.
We are all source. We are all source sparks.
Yes, because our souls have that spark in it, of it.
You are gods and goddesses, plain and simple. There's no need for you to be ill. There's no need for you to be what you call in poverty. You are a goddess. There's no need for it.
Yeah.
Understand.
Okay.
Hey, Zora, can I just ask a question that might help?
Once you come to fully realize that you are a goddess, there'll be no stopping you.
Okay. I like
that. Yes. Excuse
Go
me,
ahead,
Joanna.
Quasar.
Yes. Yeah, so Zora, you know, going back to her questions, we know that you are Father God, right? So how did you become Father God? And what is your role or your role on this planet? Besides that you are also from Hollow Earth, how could that be if you are Father God? And and what
understand
section
my
of this
part,
universe?
My part of the creation plan, if you want to call it that, me and my beloved, me and Soraya, We were commissioned to create a galaxy. Each of the other gods and goddesses were also asked to make other galaxies. My galaxy is this one. So, in reality, me and my beloved Soraya created what you term as the Milky Way galaxy.
So that being the case, Zora, how come, and yet you live in this density of Hollow Earth? How do we make...
Because
how
I
do
choose
you...
to.
So you are both. So you are both, right?
So I choose to.
Yeah, you are both.
Indeed.
Right.
So when we pray together, are we praying
when
to
you
source?
Pray, no. When you pray to God or Goddess,
mm-hmm.
you are praying to the God or Goddess within you. Because
okay.
all of you are gods and goddesses.
So when we ask the universe to protect someone on a car ride or an airplane trip, we are...
That is you coming from yourself. Coming from your
okay.
goddess self.
Okay. And it affects the quantum magnetics of physics.
Of course.
Okay. Okay. I have a million more questions, but thank you, Zora. I love you.
Indeed.
Thank you, Joanna.
Namaste.
All right.
Namaste.
We have eight thank more minutes, so here we go. Next question is coming from 540 ending in 4491. 4491. Quick question.
Yes.
4491.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, this is Wanda. I am the one, actually the one that did the hip healing. And I heard what you said to the other lady. So what I did is I got up after 3 minutes or 5 minutes, and I went outside and I walked up and down the steps, and I felt fine. I moved my legs up and down really good. So
indeed.
I feel good.
Of course.
And I thank you so much for that. And now I'm going to try it on my sister and her husband. And
you
as
don't
many
try
people,
it. You do it.
Do it. Yeah, but that's going to, they have to accept
you,
though, right?
You don't try anything. You do it.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Zora. I appreciate that. And I'm so happy
indeed.
To know who you are. I was wondering about that. I'm so glad the other lady asked the question.
Indeed.
Thank you, Wanda. Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. We got 6 minutes, guys. Okay. Thank you. All right. We keep adding numbers here. 805 ending in 9153.
Hi, can you hear me?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm sorry. I haven't been on the call for a while, or haven't talked on the call for a while.
Yeah.
This is the goddess.
And you are? No.
This is the goddess Melinda. The goddess Melinda, and I'm in a beautiful forest in Northern California. And my question is, I used to live within 20 miles of Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is now Vandenberg. When I lived there, I used to often, constantly see and also hear spaceships and of all types and sizes and colors and configurations. And I saw a lot that also were disguised as airplanes. And so now when I moved to a town that's about 40 miles from Mount Shasta, I never see them. I see them. I can pretty sure I'm seeing them in the night. I can see their lights, but I'm not seeing them. I used to see them in broad daylight. And so I'm wondering if what might be going on, and is it somehow related? I heard that Mount Shasta was taken over by the dark. So I'm kind of wondering about the status of Mount Shasta and what's going on, why I'm not seeing them anymore.
They're not taken over by the dark. Mount Shasta, I can assure you, is not in darkness.
Okay,
Mount
that's
Shasta
great. I'm glad to know that.
Mountain.
Okay,
Mount
good.
Shasta is a blessed mountain, mainly because it has the city of Telos beneath it. And that is a wondrous city to visit, if you ever get the chance. No, Mount Shasta is not taken over by anyone.
So why
do you know? Why are they not showing themselves?
What?
Why do you think they're not showing themselves to me anymore?
Do you have what is called a headband?
I've been wearing it on the call. I just took it off because you're supposed to wear it like a half hour. Yeah, I do.
Good.
A half an hour only?
Wear it whenever you have the opportunity.
Okay.
Wear it through the day. if you're not working, wear it through the day.
Oh, okay.
Or
all
if
right.
You want to, you know, even if you want to wear it while you're working, wear it to work while you're working. I can assure you, they're not hiding from you.
Okay.
They're there. All you have to do is open up yourself to receive them.
You know, I've been having a hard time with anger and issues because of the way things are going on top Earth. So I know my vibratory level is low. Is it me? Am I the problem? My vibratory level is too low?
You need to go out in Mother Nature, and you need to put your back against a tree and your feet back on the ground and get reconnected to Mother Nature.
I know you're right. I just started doing that again last week. Right now there's snow on the ground, but I made a special place on a tree stump, leaning up against a tree behind it, and I cleared the ground so that I have solid earth to do that with. Okay, well, anyway, wonderful advice, and I'm glad to hear that about Telos, because I had heard rumors that it would take over the dark, and that was very concerning to me because Shasta, because I go there, of course, for sacred ceremonies and stuff. Okay, well, wonderful.
No,
thank you.
It is not taken over by anyone. It is
okay,
actually under the protection. It is actually under the protection of a being known as the Dharma.
Yeah. Hey,
oh.
Hey, Zora, we have two more questioners. We only have 2 minutes left. So, Melinda, we're going to have to let you go
yes.
there. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
It was wonderful. Thanks so much.
All right. Next caller is 917 ending in 8619. Real quick question, please.
Wow. Thank
Hello?
You so much for taking the call. I don't know if I can do it fast. I was just wondering if you could direct me how to heal my body. What is the root causes? What are the root causes?
Okay, how about we call you back?
What are your symptoms?
Zora? We only have 1 minute. I'm going to put her. I've got her number, so we're going to just call you
call
after the
back.
Call, okay?
Yes.
Thank
we'll
so
call
much.
You right back. Okay,
beautiful.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Now
last
our last caller
now?
Is 808 ending in 8352. You're on the air.
Oh, mahalo.
Hello.
Aloha from Hawaii. I was going to ask Zora if he could talk about teleportation. I know the art of bilocation, and it's a longer than a 1 minute, but if we might be able to have that call at some point. And also miracle after miracle with the 54321, you know, please share it with anyone that is open to receive that blessing, because it really does work every single time. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Love
thank
you guys.
Thank you.
54321, receive.
Hold on. This is for everyone.
Everyone.
We have 6 minutes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. You
From
have to
the
fill
God
in the blank.
Of our goddesses of our beings, we receive.
We receive, and you put in the blanks, and you say, and we know it, absolutely know it, and we are done.
Indeed.
So thank you, everyone, for being on our call today.
Namaste,
and
everyone.
Namaste. We will be going and getting another call with Adrienne and Leo. And, of course, hopefully all of you were able to listen in to Dr. Russell Johnson's call yesterday. But otherwise, have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day, and we love you. Thank you. Thank you for being.
Indeed.
You will hear the... Hold on, it's coming. It's the end of our episode now. Thank you, everyone. I don't know what's the matter with. Oh, here we go.